USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Justice will not be swift for the Colorado shooting suspect. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty saying yesterday that the trial of Ahmad Elisa will likely take at least a year. Daugherty also giving an update on the investigation.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Supers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder for Monday shooting at a Boulder grocery store. More charges pending. Today marks the fifth day a stuck container ship is blocking shipping in the Suez Canal in Egypt. At least two attempts planned today to free the ship. If unsuccessful, the ship could remain stuck until Monday when a rising spring tide could free it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.